This is the Sunshine Economy. I'm Tom Hudson. We take the taste challenge now. Local products facing off against ingredients from all over the hemisphere. This being football season, what better dish to use than guacamole? I asked Linda Gassenheimer to help out. I bought the ingredients. She did the preparation. So as you get to chopping here, let me describe what we've got, our ingredients. We're going to make two guacamoles. And we've got ingredients that are Florida-based, as best we can tell. And we have ingredients that are coming from every place else. We've got a red onion from North Carolina. We've got a Canadian red tomato. And we have two Mexican Hass avocados and a jalapeno whose origins are yet to be determined. Although it looks pretty good.
We're going to have a really nice guacamole. The avocados are ripe and ready to go.
You just cut into the Hass here, taking right. The pit out. What do you make of this Hass out of Mexico? Does it look good?
It looks good. It's delicious. It has wonderful flavor. If you want to make yourself really happy, to know that the Florida ones have fewer calories.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just cutting them into little cubes, like that. Let's put this into the bowl.
Now we're cutting into our Canadian tomato. Of course, the tomato season here in Florida runs from January through April, so we had to go to Canada to get this tomato to come into Florida for prime tailgating guacamole season. Tomato looks pretty good. Firm, but not too firm.
It's good. Let me see. I'm tasting it.
The verdict?
It has some flavor.
Oh, that's better than no flavor.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm very surprised. And now I'm going to put a little onion in. Oh, have my jalapeno pepper.
It's a jalapeno of questionable origin, and we just say questionable because it wasn't labeled. We don't know where it's from.
And if people want to know where their food is from, it is the law. They have to tell you.
But who do you ask?
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That is a problem. Now, the heat's up to you, okay?
Turn it up.
Turn it up?
Turn it up.
Turn up the heat? So, have I forgotten anything? Everything's
garlic.
In there?
Do you want some garlic?
Oh, the garlic. Yeah,
we did bring some garlic.
Okay,
we did find some garlic. Let me go over here and grab it. This was garlic that is packed in Orlando. So, we're going to break one of our rules here a little bit and put a little bit of Florida ingredients into our non-Florida guacamole.
That's no, yeah.
So, here we are now. That's it.
All right, scoop that and mix that up together. That looks great. So, here we go. This is our non-Florida guacamole, Mexican Hass avocados, Canadian tomato, North Carolina red onion,
right.
And a jalapeno of unknown origin, and California cilantro.
Boy, it just got to me.
Oh, we forgot our Mexican lime.
Squeeze that lime juice in there.
Oh, yeah.
So good. You know what it's missing? It's missing my tasting. Oh, my God, that's delicious. Well, of course, what did I expect, right?
All right, let's go and do our Florida-based guacamole. There's the Florida avocado.
It's larger, and I'm going to give us... Oh, my goodness, that's beautiful. Look at this. It's very nice. And it's ripe. I'm so pleased.
I did good at the grocery store.
You sure did.
All right, we're putting our Florida avocado into our mixing bowl here. And because it's out of season, couldn't find Florida tomatoes in the grocery store. So what we did, Linda,
yes.
Let me go over here to the fridge and open it up.
Okay.
I was able to successfully find some Florida packed and distributed fresh salsa. And with you in mind, this one was mild-mannered.
And would you like to open that for me?
I'll get it.
Is that as much as you're doing?
That's as much as I'll do. I will open up the pre-made Florida packed salsa here. And get the factory seal off of it. There we go. It does look pretty good.
I'm going to spoon it out and leave some of the liquid in. Now I've just put some in, and I'm going to stir it around. And that makes a very pretty guacamole because you still got the red and the They're yellow. Mm-hmm. They're very yellow and green avocado. I think we're going to use more.
So we've got our Florida-made guacamole here, which is a Dade County Florida avocado and Florida Gulf Coast packed salsa.
Okay.
The verdict?
That is really good. I'm really delighted.
This is where the commerce of agribusiness really meets the consumer. These two guacamoles, one used with out-of-state ingredients, one used with, as best we could, in-state ingredients. Different, but from the lips of Linda Gassenheimer, both delicious.
But, well, I made them.
Now, those are tortilla chips from Texas that we had to use for the tasting. There is a picture of the two guacamoles on our web chat at WLRN.org. The Florida-only ingredients on the left. And for the record, I did wash the dishes after Linda made both guacamoles here for the Sunshine Economy.